No, it is not deja vu, but this is the Bellingham Podcast for the months of February and March 2024, episode 232, or as I like to call it, 231 part 2. Yes, from that city by the Salish Sea, I am AJ Barsay, and previously on the Bellingham Podcast, for us, it just was economically feasible because we went from a high fuel efficiency gas car, and we're just kind of doing that same trajectory with this one. So, like I said, it's from a tech perspective, it is my legalized street legal golf cart powered by an iPad.
Yes, that's a great alternative, but the barrier to entry currently is difficult. The costs of things, I've been working on ways to stretch the dollar and, you know, evaluate what streaming services the family needs.
So that's where we're going to dive right back in. You see, these episodes really leaned upon what Chris and I had been experiencing, both from a cost and family perspective, and a little bit of the tech. And with it, some of the tech grumpiness that Chris has been feeling. And perhaps he's not alone. In this time, I've noticed that there's been a lot of uptick in a bit tech fatigue. But don't worry, I'm going to turn Chris's tech frown upside down as I help Chris find his happy place when he talks about a new bit that we have, which we call the local beat. It's fun. And it helps Chris find that happy note that we all like to find at the end of every episode of the Bellingham Podcast. But let's dive right back in where we left off on episode 231 on this part 2 that we lovingly call the Bellingham Podcast, episode 232. Wait, your wife uses iCloud, doesn't she?
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Never mind.
Yeah, okay. Apple. Well, no, hang on.
Okay, you know, talk to me, Goose. Yeah. Talk to me.
No, it's a factor, but you know, when the time comes and you do something times 12, okay, so how is this? Are we getting enjoyment? Is she getting enjoyment with her playlists for let's just say $300 a year? And that's a question. If that's a yes, then we continue on doing it, and we look for other ways. I'm just really weary with technology as per usual. Mm-hmm. When you go to work at an ice cream shop,
the last thing you want is ice cream.
Exactly. Once you can have ice cream for free,
yes,
any samples you want.
Man,
or something
yogurt
like that.
Sounds real good.
Actually, a salad sounds pretty good right now. I'm not really thrilled with just my adversaries are businesses and tech companies, not the government, and that's a whole nother series of episodes if we wanted to go into that. You're touching your nose
right now. I am, because you're
ask
grumpy.
Ask a question.
Oh, man. So at the time of this recording, I mean, here in the United States, there is the ongoing debate over the TikTok ban. Chris,
oh, yeah.
What do you think about it?
You know, I'm an old guy, and once my beautiful daughter got Snapchat, I'm like, I have no desire to get an account for this. I'm observing what she's doing, and since Snapchat, I don't know diddly squat about what the kids are using.
TikTok
is a great way to be able to absorb news and other quick hit videos.
True.
For the attention deficit generation and to have little blips of music and video. This is an old guy trying to, you know, talk about what TikTok is.
I'm fascinated.
Fascination is one thing. I'm ambivalent.
Okay.
I'm not a part of it. Unfortunately, those who want to get a hold of me, good luck. There are various ways to be able to do that. What I am happy
about.
Yes,
it's called my admining.
Yes, exactly. No, the thing I was jumping up and down about was Signal, this encrypted messaging protocol, now allows us to hide our phone numbers associated with our account and come up with a username.
Yep.
And so that's great. When the time comes, I can publish a username for you to search for me and to get a hold of me if you want to message with me. And that, once I hit a particular time of life, that's the only way you're going to be able to reach me. And I'm okay with that.
Dude, I first heard about that coming from Marques Brownlee at MKBHD in his show Waveform. They mentioned it just kind of like off the cuff, like, oh yeah, and then, you know, Signal's going to be having usernames. And I was like, what? That's amazing.
Yep. And I'm realizing more and more of my communications, it's filtered. My amazing daughter understands, even though she's part of TikTok and Instagram DMs and the whole thing.
Full disclosure, I do not have a TikTok.
That's okay. So, and if you do, that's
asking.
Cool.
Nope.
But she knows that she can text message me.
Yes.
And
the texty message.
Do what the olds use. Okay, that's fine. I don't mind. But I'm also trying to limit the vectors of how I can be accessed, so I don't have to manage and have these multiple applications on my phone or my...
Why is that, Chris?
Because I'm tired of technology and I'm grumpy. I'm a grumpy old man. I like the way things were then compared to where they used to be.
You're going back to a landline?
No.
Okay.
I've heard that companies may be phasing it out.
Really?
Well, I mean...
That's bad for rural America, honestly.
And for a demographic in this country that relies upon a landline phone, if they are so many... medical apps, so many other shopping
security,
apps.
Still uses a twisted pair copper. Yeah.
And I've counseled many of our elder neighbors and about how to use technology, and it could be a rough situation. Am I going back to landline? No.
No.
I'm familiar with it.
Cool.
But how I go about using a mobile device, that's another conversation.
So reel me this, because I know off the mic, you and I have talked about e-ink and our you know, especially mine. I love that technology. I got my new Kindle, loving it and such. Telemetry be darned. Mm-hmm. But you have an Onyx Books, and I know that Books.
With an X.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I'm enunciating, folks. Books has some other devices. One that's like, it's not a phone.
It's called Palma, P-A-L-M-A.
Yeah.
And it is a 6.1-inch device with an e-ink screen. And so therefore, and it is running a version of Android operating system, Android 11, I believe.
Really? Okay. That I didn't know.
Yeah. And so it's not the latest version of Android, but you can load applications that you would from the Android Play Store onto this device. And not only could you get EPUB versions or PDF files to read at your leisure when you're waiting in line at the grocery store, which is always jacked full of people, you can also have other applications like you would on a mobile phone. And that allows me the pause for thought. Would this be the content consumption device where my phone only has podcast app, music app, parking apps, weather app, because I got to know what's going on when I step outside the door, and phone and communications. Strip it down to the bare necessities.
Yeah.
Sing along if you are a Jungle Book
Mother
fan.
Nature's recipes.
That's right. But is this second device? I also enjoy a bigger screen, so I could look at a page, a little bit more of a traditional page view.
Okay.
This is one example of meeting a market demand. We want the phone-sized screen. And, to be able to have something instead of a 10-inch screen that you'd have to schlep around in another case. Now you can just bring this with you and have a phone in a purse or a sling bag or a crossbody bag or something like that, whatever the kids are using nowadays. Yeah, it's cool. Will it run TikTok? It might. If it's on the Play Store, it might. Yeah. But that's remains to be seen. Your mileage may vary. So am I for... another device in my life? At this point, not sure. I may be selling the books because I've enjoyed it, and someone else might enjoy it as well. What would I use for reading books? Hey, I've been enjoying the physical book realm.
Paper.
Yes, and that could be an... because I like underlining with pen, because, going old school. It depends, but there's so many products out there. It's like, what do you want to invest your money and your time and your attention in? And that's the important thing. Whether you are core physio Becky, that may be working with people, and but what do you do outside of your work in healing people in your information diet? Mm-hmm. What is your choice? If you are a watch aficionado like Watch Fam Adam, how does that work as far as the content you put on a Substack? There are apps available. Where does that go? Do you want it everywhere you go? Yeah, I'm having a internal struggle in my mind that I'm weighing. Do I want to go monastic with just one phone, or do I want to have one device for every usage? And my amazing wife has said, you're a tech, you're a nerd. It's okay if you have multiple devices. This is what you do. You always enjoy playing with your bits. And by bits, dear listener, she's talking about all my devices, cables, and paraphernalia that go along with modern technology.
We keep it clean.
That's right. So it's a struggle. There is no one great solution.
No.
Like Bono said, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. So I'm... trying these other avenues. AJ and I, for 231 episodes, say we go first.
Sure.
And by what we talk about, we're taking the lumps for you.
Yeah.
Which is why we thank you for listening to the show, because, hey, you might gain some knowledge that could save you a few hundred bucks or even more, depending on how that is. At this point, I'm still rolling with an iPhone SE 2022 version. It's still going to get operating system updates, and that's my standard for a phone that I would be working with. Am I worried that a nation state is going to be coming after me? Nope.
No.
But am I worried that a tech company is going to try to leverage a whole lot of information, yes, to be able to give to an insurance company that would jack my premiums up? Oh, yeah. You best believe it. And so, therefore, I act accordingly.
Right.
Do I want to enjoy an e-ink reader? Sure. Do I want to enjoy my social media apps? Don't got any.
And so, so you do enjoy it.
Exactly. But, you know, my music... How do I listen to my music, podcasts, et cetera, et cetera? When I listen to the Bellingham podcast, where does that go?
It goes on Camry 88.3.
Absolutely. It is a place to be by the city, by the Salish Sea, also at KMRE.org. You see what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah. We got to figure that out at last hit.
We're working on it. And as the episodes go by, we'll come up with a catchy link. Let's talk about quality assurance, please.
Well, before we get to quality assurance, we have to do the local beat.
Boom. That's a local beat. All right, yeah.
Yeah, we got new bit, folks. New bit, right, folks. So you and I have been getting out a lot more as the weather is getting better.
Yes.
You have been taking up the helm of finding the new coffee shops that we might have to record into. Oh. Talk to me about the quiet.
Oh, there is no quiet in coffee shops in Bellingham. My wife and I have tried to find them. There's a couple. But after Bellingham wakes up, game over.
Yeah, game
so,
over.
Now that the weather's fine, we get a couple nice lawn chairs. We're going to get a tasty beverage, and we're going to go sit outside in the beautiful weather. One of my go-to places is the Bellwether in town, right there on the water.
Tom Glenn Common.
Yes, Tom Glenn Common. And also right next to Kuru Kuru Sushi, that conveyor belt joint.
Best sushi in town.
Okay, fair enough.
Come at me.
with pitchforks. You heard him, folks.
No, with chopsticks.
Yeah, come with chopsticks. Right, thank you. Right next to Kuru Kuru down by the Bellwether is a new, as of, I believe, December 2023. So as of this 2024 year, Zazen Spa has expanded their... empire,
yeah,
down there, and they have a place called Fenix, F-E-N-E-X.
Is it open?
Coffee. Oh, yes.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yes. And so you might be seeing a tall, looming presence with a baritone voice and his amazingly, staggeringly beautiful wife having a cuppa in this place sometime in the near future. Got to check it out. And
sweet.
They are looking to have, I believe they have Edeline Dairy for their dairy products that you would put in your coffee. And they are using local roasters.
Oh, right.
And
on.
They have artwork from a Bergsma mark, I believe. You know, the art may change depending on when you listen to this show. But, you know, down there in the beautiful waterfront, as you're walking your pet or you're looking to just gaze out at serene water and boats leaving the dock and coming back in, you got your caffeine fix or your decaf fix over there at Fenix, not FedEx.
Fenix
with an N, which stands for naturally awesome coffee at the Bellwether. This is not an advertisement. I just think it's cool.
That's cool.
And one of the newer places around town in case you want to get your cuppa on.
Yeah. I got two new places for our local beat.
Bring it.
Which is also water side. So, but fresh water, sweet water, not salt water. So right by Lake Whatcom, they're down from the Bloedel Donovan, is this kind of little corner that is North Shore.
Ah, yes.
And in North Shore, there has been this like little quickie mart, little, you know, grocery store place. And
Silver Beach Grocery, I believe.
Yep, Silver Beach Grocery. And there's been like a couple of places that are kind of been empty for a while. Well, finally, Lake Line has come online.
That's Lake Line.
Lake Line, I haven't been there yet, but I drove by it and saw that they were finally open. It looks like it's a little cafe type of thing.
Hey,
so with eats and drinks, I think we need some Bellingham podcast investigations here. So Lake Line, what's cool about that is that it's a reference to some of Bellingham's local history of the Lake Line that used to run between that area and Bloedel Donovan. Back in the day, there used to be this entire park that was called White City because of all of the electricity that was there. We used to have a Ferris wheel, and there used to be a trolley called the Lake Line.
Okay.
Kind of like we had the Plum Line, all these other things that are in WTA.
Yes.
There used to be the Lake Line. So that, I think, is the nod to that bit of history.
Okay. Very good.
Right next door to them is what I'm really excited for. West Side Pizza is finally moving in. Dude, I love West Side Pizza. And
we'll pray for you. Anyway, yes, we love West Side Pizza. Go on.
But anyway, they're right next door to them too. So that was my other shout out. Lovely.
So when you're going out to the water at Lake Whatcom, you can get your pizza fix at West Side Pizza. Awesome.
Not sponsored.
Give us the intro to QA.
Okay, now we're in our favorite part of my episode, and that's quality assurance. These picks are picked for you by Chris Powell and AJ Barce for your quality assurance.
I'm going first this time. Remember what we talked about earlier this episode about those phone scams?
What?
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm getting a phone call. Wait. Oh, my great dead uncle needs a couple of Apple cards. Can I take this real quick?
No.
Okay.
We're recording right now. There is a channel on the tube, starting with you, if you will, if you're playing at home. There's a fellow by the name of Jim Browning. So Jim Browning does this channel about tech scams. And what this amazing human being does, and of course, this has been around for a while, and naturally me being the lunkhead, I just recently discovered him in another podcast that I listened to. After listening to it, I'm binge watching. What this gentleman does is he's on a list where he will receive phone calls from Amazon and Microsoft and other companies saying there's a virus on his computer. The only problem is he's well versed in technology.
Yes, he is,
and he's well versed in computer security.
And he sets up honeypots.
Yes. And he is able to keep the scammers on the line who are in these boiler rooms. And if you listen to this, this will be your education, mm-hmm. not just from an entertainment standpoint, but you, and if you're a vigilante or you want to have some justice, this guy is your Batman, because he is taking these scam people and subverting it to where he is now darkening their screen from the remote desktop yes. program and gleaning all of the information from their computer so that he can get information about them who were initially trying to steal money from him. Jim Browning, tech scams on the tube, if you will. That is my so quality assurance recommendation, at least for March, as you are driving in traffic in whatever vehicle you're riding, sitting in traffic in the post-work era that is everyday Bellingham after work. AJ, what's your recommendation?
So my quality assurance is a shameless plug. So here's the thing. Since January, I started up with Deep Sea Magazine, and I'm the chief podcasting officer and comm director over there. And so
CPO,
chief yes. podcasting octopus right here. And so
the cool, calm chief podcasting officer, C3PO. If you will.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'll be here all week, folks. Please continue.
So chief podcasting octopus here. And so anyway, we got online, Made Under Pressure, the Made Under Pressure podcast, part of Deep Sea Magazine. And on it, I've had my two first guests, which was Rachel Novak, who was a USA champion, world champion diver, free diver. And then I also had Nico Boyens, which this one I've gotten a lot of what? So Nico Boyens is out of South Africa. He's a shark researcher. He's with the Shark Research Unit out of Mossel Bay, South Africa. And he dives. He's a diver. That's the trend through all of this. He's a diver with great whites.
Not the 80s hard rock band.
No.
All right. This is the actual ones equally, with teeth that will chomp you.
Equally thrashing. But it was an interesting sit down with him. And a lot of other people have said the same thing, where they're, you know, not that they're going to just jump into the water if they see a fin in the water. But it was interesting hearing from a shark researcher, you know, and I teed up the episode similar to that of Jaws, because that is what most people, diver and non-diver alike, immediately attribute all sharks. And so it's an interesting listen if you like Jaws, because you'll like the beginning. But the second, it is kind of shedding a light to the research in marine ecology around our sharks. And so that was the second episode. Third episode's in the works.
You know, dear listener, if you enjoy the Bellingham podcast, partly because of the interplay, the conversation that AJ and I have.
The banter.
What you will experience in AJ's solo projects, if you will, for the Analog Explorer and the Made Under Pressure podcast, is that AJ does an admirable job and well-prepared job of creating an introduction to the conversation. Are you like me, podcast listener? Are you tired of having a cold open where someone says, I'm so excited to have fill in the blank on the episode. Why don't you tell us a little bit, tell the people at home what you who you are and what you do? AJ actually gives an introduction so you feel like you know the person. And that leads into a conversation very similar to ours, although I will say, AJ,
nothing will replace our conversation.
Humble brag, I'm a little funnier. And a little bit more of a wisecracker than Rachel and Nico.
Yeah.
And all props. They're awesome. And I would never go diving with great white sharks. I jam with great white, the band, but that's another
story.
Just
hold your breath and go down
hold
with
my
a mermaid and free diver at like Rachel, man.
I don't want to have the conversation with my wife. Nope. Ain't going to happen. But check out these podcasts for the conversational and the story that is shared. Everyone's got a very unique story if you get to know them. AJ and I, you get to know a lot about our story over the 231 episodes.
8 years.
8 years, baby. We survived the mirror breaking season.
We did.
Yeah. But these podcasts, AJ's getting into a realm where it is well thought out, well conversed. And it is worth your time. And that's just not because I'm a biased fan of what he's doing. It's like you want to be able to fill your ears the time you're spending, whether it's a 1.5x or 1.25x or 1.75x or regular speed. You get to hear a cool story that might give you something that will make your enjoyment of the day, make the day pass by a little happier.
And you'll never hear me open up with, hey guys.
Never. But what we will do, we're going to stick a fork in this.
We will stick a fork in this. Yeah. And that wraps up this 231st edition of the Bellingham Podcast. Thank you again so much for listening to us, rating us, reviewing us, wherever you like to get this podcast. Remember, if you are in the Bellingham area, you might be listening to us on KMRE 88.3.
You can't hear that if you're in a coffee shop in Bellingham, but KMRE 88.3 FM is the place to be by the city by the Salish Sea. We thank them for broadcasting our podcasts on a regular basis. We do appreciate it. From that beautiful, now beautiful, sunny, slightly breezy city out on the water, I am Chris Powell.
And I'm AJ Barce. We will see you next month.
Word to the wise, if you're drinking a can of seltzer, don't laugh while you're drinking.
Sorry, I made you laugh.
Bad things happen.
Hey, I just kept rolling. Just keep rolling.
Yeah, I just went to the sink to clean up. Anyway, yeah, word to the wise.